Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
The bear. You watch the bear, right, Lisa?
Yeah. In fact, do you have the audio?
I don't have the audio, no.
Colin, do you have the audio?
No, everything they said was a swear word.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Well, the bear, it sounds like it's going to be debuting season 5 next month, at least according to Deadline. But FX surprised the bear fans with a new one-off episode of the series ahead of the 5th and final season. It's titled Gary. The episode is a flashback following cousins Richie and Mickey. Richie is Ebon Moss Backrack and John Bernthal, I think that's how you say his name, on a work trip to Gary, Indiana. The stars of the episode also co-wrote it. The series creator, Christopher Storr, directed it. But it's up on Hulu. I haven't watched it yet, but if you search Gary on Hulu, this episode will pop up. Sort of a little, just a little bonus episode for the Bear fans with the season, the final season expected to drop next month.
I was so excited when I saw this today, so I sent it to Colin. I go grab the audio of the trailer, and like you said, too many swear words, can't air it. But I think that's really fun. What a nice little thing. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, I wonder if other shows will kind of do stuff like this, you know, where we're waiting and waiting and waiting so long. And I guess this one, we haven't been waiting that long.
How long has it been? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know now that I think. But it felt like a long time, maybe a year, year and a half. But some shows, it's a long time. It would be cool if they drop little teaser episodes here and there to kind of bridge the gap. But it sounds like season 5 is dropping next month.
Well, and in that trailer, they said this is this is before Mikey committed suicide. And did I know that was the cause of his death? Yeah. I didn't think that.
Oh. Yeah, that was acknowledged at some point.
Okay. Yeah, way at the beginning.
Okay. I must have missed
it. I wish they'd do a summary show.
Yeah, please have AI put it into ChatGPT. Give us a condensed version.
Yeah, seriously. I don't remember how it ended now. Now that you think about it, I wonder if Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be back.
She is.
Oh, I hope so. Oh,
okay, good.
You said she is?
Yeah, is she not? I thought she for sure was in this final season.
Yeah, but I didn't know she was coming back for the new season. I mean, that's a classic character there.
And when is the Lotus starting again, Kevin? Do you remember?
Oh, I think they're just filming now, so probably early next year.
Oh, boy. That's a long way,
too. Give us a teaser episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kevin, give us a show to watch. What can we watch now that's cool? Because I found myself the other day.
Did you guys watch the DTF St. Louis show?
What? I did, man. I got to catch up on that. That is, Mary, don't watch it.
Oh, okay. Why?
Why not?
I think it might be a little too much for Mary.
Wow.
There's a lot of
She's
shows.
She's calling you a prude, Mary.
Hey.
No.
Don't watch Euphoria then. Where I watch
Euphoria. Oh, I won't watch
right
that
now.
One. Yeah, I just tried to watch that. Is it Apex movie with
Charlize
Theron? Well, it's getting really gross, cannibalistic type of thing. And my husband's like, we started watching it and it was good. You know, she's on this mountain and blah, 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 and doing her own stunts. And then after that, he's like, oh, I just read up on this thing. I don't think you should watch the rest. I go,
see?
I just invested in half an hour.
He's now looking out for you like I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, so I stopped. I said, okay, I'll turn that one off. I mean, there's just so many shows that are just, they either gross you out or you just don't, you know.
I have a lot of full frontal male nudity.
Well, I don't mind that. But
well, then you would
DTS
like
St. Louis is for you,
well,
Mary.
Is the F-bomb dropped every 5 seconds? Because that
Mary,
bugs
it's
me,
Yeah, I don't know.
What does the F sound for in DTF?
DTF St. Louis is nothing compared to Euphoria.
Gotcha.
Watch both of those shows,
Mary.
No,
then I'm not going to watch it.
Someone just said DTF St. Louis was just bizarre. Someone said you should watch Jury Duty on Netflix. I have seen that.
Oh, I love Jury Duty. This is another Jury Duty. I should do that because I guess it's the second one. Second.
I guess. What's your story, Bob?
We heard the new Stone single a little bit earlier today. It's a strictly professional relationship with them. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that's a cool way to do it. I mean, I think on their own, they're just such delightful people. And so they'll be one-on-one with Jimmy Fallon.
That's cool. He gets a lot of the music. I wonder if he's going to do a musical number with him because that's always fun.
Yeah, he's always fun.
I hope he doesn't. I don't know if they'll be performing because they're doing these interviews with each of those individual members. I mean, they're really the three surviving members.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, actually, that's not true. Bill Wyman is still alive. So people don't text in. He's still alive. He's just not in the band anymore.
Oh. What's your story, Mary?
Well, I was going to do a Mother's Day thing. Like, what's the biggest gift? Of course, you give flowers, but that's kind of boring. So I'm going to talk about Idol real quick because it was close to the final last night.
Yeah, and you got all excited about it.
Yeah, they're down to the three finalists, who are the three that I picked in my head. Anyway, Kayla Richardson, Jordan McCullough, and Hannah Harper. She's the country girl. But last night was a little weird because Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul reappeared.
Wow.
Yes, and Paula Abdul was a judge. And Randy Jackson was a mentor, and he does not look well.
I was just going to ask, how's Randy Jackson look? Because I've not seen him since he was last on Idol.
It's all over social media. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? And there's no evidence that there is anything. Well, he does have diabetes, I believe, type 2.
Is he really thin now or what?
Oh, he's gaunt. And he did not stand up at all. He just sat in this chair the whole time and, you know, gestured with his hands. And I mean, the things he said, were good advice, good advice and everything. But I'm really worried about him. He's only in his upper 60s. He's really not that old. And I get, he had gastric bypass years and years ago.
Oh.
And I don't know, what happened.
He might be on the GLP-1s, especially since he's a diabetic.
Yeah, but he's just really does not look well at all. And, like I said, he didn't come onto the show. It was just, them showing, tidbits of him coaching them earlier. So he wasn't live at all.
My mom used to always say, lose your weight while you're young, because if you lose it when you're old, your face is going to drop and you're going to look terrible.
Yeah. And then you need more surgery to get rid of all the flab,
Right.
So that's not good either. But anyway, Paula Abdul was pretty funny. She was good. She cried as usual,
So out of those three that you chose, who do you think's going to win?
Who do I think is going to win or who I want to win? I want Jordan or Kayla to win. Hannah Harper, she's country. She's got a great storyline. She's a mom of three. She's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl, but she doesn't. Her voice is so-so, I think. Kayla's voice is phenomenal, and so is Jordan. So either one of them.
Somebody said, watch Rooster. Steve Carell's new show is so good. Okay. We'll take your advice. The news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.